All right, listener. So today we are diving into this whole AI battle royal that's heating up. Seems not all code is created equal, right? We've all been hearing about Microsoft Copilot, its promise, its potential. But how's it really performing? Salesforce CEO Marc Benioff had some pretty strong words on a recent earnings call about it.
Yeah, he didn't hold back. And these weren't just off-the-cuff remarks. This was a calculated message to investors. I think it really underscores just how competitive this AI landscape is becoming.
Absolutely. I mean, Microsoft went all in, billions poured into OpenAI, Copilot baked into everything they offer, even releasing new PCs designed specifically with AI in mind. So for Benioff to come out and say customers are so disappointed with Copilot, well, that's a bold move, wouldn't you say? So is there any truth to these disappointed customer claims, or is this just some strategic shade throwing from Benioff?
Well, you have to remember, Benioff's got his own horse in this race.
Yeah.
He's positioning Salesforce's Agentforce as, the superior alternative. But he's not just throwing punches. There are some valid concerns in there. Like, he specifically calls out Copilot's accuracy and its responsiveness, or rather, the lack thereof. It seems that's a major pain point for users, he claims.
Which is interesting because even Microsoft itself has that assistive AI disclaimer, right? It's
Right.
like they're telling users, hey, don't take Copilot's word as gospel.
Right, exactly. So even they're acknowledging there are limitations,
Right.
which begs the question, how big are those limitations if even its creator is urging caution?
Right.
And, this disclaimer actually plays into another one of Benioff's critiques, the whole DIY approach Microsoft takes with Copilot.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that a bit. What does building your own AI model even look like for someone using Copilot?
So imagine instead of just, asking for what you need, you're having to tweak algorithms, adjust parameters yourself. It's much more hands-on, much more technical.
Ah, okay.
And for some users, that might be appealing. But for others, it could be a real source of frustration, especially if they were expecting a more plug-and-play AI experience.
So it's like being handed a box of ingredients in a recipe book versus, being served a three-course meal. Both can be good. But the effort involved is vastly different.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing that difference in effort is where Benioff sees an opening for Agentforce.
Exactly. Benioff's painting Agentforce as this, user-friendly, ready-to-go platform. He even called it, get this, third wave AI. And he emphasized its low hallucination design.
Third wave AI, low hallucination. Okay, I'm gonna need a translator here. What do those terms even mean, and should we like be taking them seriously?
Let's start with low hallucination. Basically, what Benioff's saying is Agentforce is built to be more, well, grounded, less likely to spit out stuff that's inaccurate or just doesn't make sense.
So less chance of it scheduling a meeting for 3 a.m. then asking for a friend.
Right, exactly. Think of it like this. It's a difference between an assistant who sticks to the facts and one who goes off on tangents about, whatever's caught its fancy.
Okay, I can get behind that. But what about this whole third wave AI thing? Sounds pretty grandiose.
It's ambitious, for sure. Benioff's basically saying Agentforce is a huge leap forward for AI. Of course, whether it lives up to that, well, that's a different story. But it does highlight just how fast this tech is changing. Like, one way to think about third wave AI is to imagine AI not just doing tasks, but really understanding the context, predicting what you need before you even ask, making those complex decisions with, minimal handholding.
So we're not just talking about writing emails or code anymore. We're talking about AI that can strategize, problem solve, maybe even predict the next big thing in your industry.
Exactly. AI that operates at a much higher level. And that's the core difference Benioff's emphasizing. Copilot, with its DIY approach, it might be great for some, but it needs that technical know-how. Agentforce, though, is presented as AI for, well, everyone else. Intuitive, ready to go, and really woven into how businesses already work.
So if Copilot's like putting together IKEA furniture, Agentforce is like walking into a room that's already perfectly decorated.
That's a great way to put it. It gets to the heart of what Benioff's selling. With Agentforce, Salesforce is saying, we'll handle the AI headaches so you can focus on what you're good at.
Which I've got to say, that's a pretty tempting offer, especially for companies trying to keep up with all this tech. But let's circle back to those accuracy and responsiveness issues with Copilot. Are those just, growing pains of a new technology, or is there something more fundamental going on?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Yeah, AI is still in its early stages, and even the most advanced models have their limits. But what Benioff's saying seems to suggest these aren't just one-off glitches. it's possible that Copilot's accuracy issues are tied to the data it's trained on, how it's trained, maybe even limitations in the algorithms themselves. It's early days, and these are definitely questions that researchers, developers, they're all wrestling with.
It's like we all want the flying car before we've even figured out, you know, how to make a decent electric one. Are we getting ahead of ourselves with AI?
That's a good point. We're still figuring this whole AI thing out, right? I mean, we can't expect it to solve everything just yet. There's a difference between AI that lends a hand and AI that, you know, actually thinks for itself.
Right.
And we're definitely not there yet.
Which brings us back to Copilot versus Agentforce. Seems like both have their upsides and downsides.
Right.
Copilot's more flexible if you want to get your hands dirty with the AI nuts and bolts. Agentforce is supposedly simpler, more user-friendly.
It really comes down to finding the right tool for the job, doesn't it?
Exactly.
For some, Copilot's customization might be a game changer. For others, that plug-and-play simplicity of Agentforce, that's the winner.
Right. So not a case of one being better overall. It's more about what fits your needs, your technical skills.
Exactly. And this whole back and forth, it really highlights something bigger happening in tech. AI for everyone.
Oh, interesting.
AI is becoming more powerful, more common, and now companies are racing to make it accessible. Not just for the engineers and the data scientists, but for everyone.
Which is exciting, but also a little overwhelming, right? I mean, all these AI assistants popping up, it's tough to figure out what's for real, what's just hype, and most importantly, what's actually going to make our lives easier.
It's true. We're in uncharted territory.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. AI isn't going anywhere. It's the future. And as this technology keeps evolving, it's going to reshape everything. How we work, how we communicate, even just how we see the world.
So true. Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. Are you ready for the AI wave? And more importantly, are you Team Copilot or Team Agentforce? Let us know.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy deep diving.